This is Coast Radio News for Friday, October 18th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Bears are fattening up for the winter months, and while there has not necessarily been an increase in the number of bears, there has been an increased awareness of them with modern-day technology like Ring cameras and other security monitoring. As Halloween approaches, Coast Radio has received several calls from residents wanting to share information about neighborhood sightings. Urban attacks from bears are not a normal occurrence. Most social media sightings from cameras are early morning prior to sunrise. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has a checklist that can help minimize bear-related damage. Keeping pet food indoors, remove fruit that has fallen from trees, secure garbage cans, and only take them out just prior to pickup time. Another important step is to keep your outdoor grills clean. Bears will smell food and can quickly destroy a backyard barbecue. A complete list and other tips can be found at dfw.state.or.us. Just 2 days after it took effect in Oregon, an Oregon Court of Appeals halted the state's ban on flavored vaping products. The ban only covers flavored products containing tobacco and does not lift the restrictions on marijuana-based flavored items. Yesterday, e-cigarette maker Juul announced that they were discontinuing production of their flavored products as they have come under fire for a possible connection with a respiratory illness that has killed at least 33 people, including two Oregonians. Retired Navy veteran Mark Gutierrez is riding his bicycle across country to raise awareness for Project Hero, an organization that helps vets with traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. His travels bring him to Florence on Monday. Gutierrez's ride is covering 5,000 miles in 5 to 6 months. He is a combat veteran with several deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan as an explosive ordnance disposal officer. Public Arts Committee meets at City Hall at 10 a.m. on Monday morning. On their agenda is a discussion about the next step in the project slated for the steps adjacent to the Siuslaw River Bridge. Artist Jessie Lynn Brinkerhoff from Eugene has been selected to construct the project that is slated to start before the year's end. The PAC will also discuss community outreach efforts and funding. Senior and Disability Service of Lane County will be holding a focus group Monday, November 4th from 10 to noon at the Florence Senior Center on Kingwood. The focus will be on disaster planning and community support in the community. The focus group will help organizers determine where the agency will use discretionary dollars for programs and services. This focus group is intended for residents 60 years old and older in the Florence community. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, October 18th, 2019.